Psalm 1, the very first one. I had a little fun with this sermon title when I told Diane that it was rabbit trails. She went, huh, wonder what that's going to be about. I said, well, if you come Sunday, you'll find out. Psalms 1, the very first one. I'll make it easy on you. You don't have to hunt a whole lot. Just get to that one and we're ready. And we're going to do all six of the verses for rabbit trails. Is she all? She fall asleep that fast? Man, I envy that baby. I once fell asleep on a ladder, but it wasn't that fast. Psalm chapter 1. Don't know who wrote it, but we know that there are two roads. And the psalmist writing these words, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. And his law, and he is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, wherever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. May God add his blessings to that as we seek him in prayer for this service. Father, not my words. The sister asked that the words that I speak be from you, Father, and be blessed and be full. And that's the prayer that I have as well. That we will learn from it, that we will grow from it, that we will go from here knowing what you have in store for us a little bit more. And we will look toward the week to come with strength and readiness, having heard your word. Let it fall on fertile ears and wake us up a little bit more. These things I ask in Jesus' name, and all of his children gathered here said, Amen. At my house, we have a lot of rabbits. It seems like they're everywhere. Every time I look out the window, there's a rabbit. Every time I open the door, there's one running across the yard. There are rabbits everywhere. Because we've let the property grow up, and there's a lot of thickets around there. If you come up my lane at any given time, you can see rabbits running in every direction. And if you've ever been there, you see it. And I think the rabbits have a little bit of an attitude. Because they will sit in a driveway till I'm almost there, daring me to hit them. And then they'll jump and run down in the bushes, knowing that I won't turn the wheel after them. Generally because Wendy's in the car, and that's a whole other animal. But they're everywhere. If you don't think rabbits multiply, come to my house. Recently, I heard the old expression, rabbit trails. It's not new. It tells a very serious point. But I heard somebody talking about rabbit trails, how they follow rabbit trails, and it got me to wondering, where do them rabbits go? You ever think about that when they take off in the woods? Where do they go? So I decided that in preparation for this sermon, I would sneak up on one and chase it. Now, why are you laughing? I set myself in preparation for it. Now, I want you to picture this, if you will, because as you can well tell looking at me, I am the picture of lightning speed and athleticism. Stop laughing! I laid in wait down the edge of the woods. I took the riding mower down there with me because I was going to scare me one up. And boy, one come up. I bolted off that mower and went after him. And here's what I found out. They're fast. They have a purpose. And I think they were tagging off, you know, like relay runners. I don't think I was chasing the same one the whole time. Here's what I found out. They twist, they turn, they zig, they zag, they double back, they run around in circles. I'm telling you, that was not the same rabbit. I'm sure they were down there in the bushes going, here it comes. Here comes that big idiot. All right, you go that way, Fred, and Ethel, you run around that side. We'll have a good time with him. And I chased that rabbit. And do you know what I found out? I never did find out where they lived. That's funny, ain't it? You can see me running around down there. And I'll tell you what, when I come up out of the bushes, pulling the stickers out and twigs out of my hair and cockle burrs out of my socks and everything else, and I was laced up both sides from thistles and everything else, I discovered something about rabbits and rabbit trails. I got so turned around for a second on my own piece of property, I didn't even know where I was for a minute. I'm sure because I was running around in a circle and got dizzy, but I didn't know. For just a second, I was like, okay. And I stepped back out of the woods 5 feet from where I went in. 5 feet. I spent 20 minutes in the woods looking for that stupid bunny rabbit, and I accomplished nothing. I was chasing rabbit trails. That is an old saying. And now here's when it hit me. It ain't just me. Here, watch this. Saturday morning sometimes, when I'm lucky to have a Saturday morning that I don't have to be somewhere, I'll wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and say, all right, man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get up. I'm going to fix breakfast. I'm going to go out and fix the lawnmower. I'm going to go down to the shop and work on this. I'm going to come back and mow the grass. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And my mind starts to fill up. And for the first hour, I sit and think about 24 things that I want to do. And the next thing, breakfast is over. And I'm down in the shop and I'm working on the lawnmower. And something on that broke. Well, that ain't right. Well, I got to get this tool over here to fix it. Now I can't find this tool. Hey, look, I didn't fix that from the last time I was down there. I'm going to stop and fix that. Where's that tool again? I'm going to go get this tool over here. And I'm going to come back around there. And what was I doing down here? That's right. I came down to fix the leak on the lawnmower. I'm down and then 2 hours later, I ain't mowed the grass, I ain't fixed the tractor, I ain't found the tool, and I ain't sure where I'm at. Brothers and sisters, that is a Christian thing. It is a very serious problem. And I'm making you laugh about it. But we all start out with the best of intentions. All of us, excuse me, there is a great episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Of course, everything in the world that the Andy Griffith Show did to me was great. But this particular episode, they was sitting on the porch one Sunday afternoon after church, after fried chicken. And they was talking about the times they used to have with the Mayberry Band. And they all decided they was going to fix up the band shell. And it turned into a nightmare. This person wanted to do this. This person wanted to do that. And pretty soon you had rabbit trails everywhere. And what happened? Nothing. We always start out with the best of intentions, don't we? The psalmist writer is telling us that. We see what needs to be done. If you go back to it, blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. You stop at that verse and you look at it for a minute. Not a single person in this room wants to sin. Do you? You don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to sin. You don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to do things that are wrong. You wake up in the morning and say, I'm ready to go. Blessed is that man. Or stands in the way of sinners. Or sits in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Somewhere between them two verses, we get sidetracked. We start down a rabbit trail. I don't know when it happens. Maybe you burnt yourself making toast. That puts you in a bad mood. Maybe something happened, you get a phone call. Maybe you open up a piece of mail. Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you drive for a living. Maybe somebody somewhere has set you off And suddenly you're off of it. And you're headed down that trail that leads you away from righteousness. You can spend 20 minutes going in a circle that big. The psalmist writer says, delight in the law and meditate on it day and night. The very best of intentions. We're set. Everything is right. And then suddenly one little thing can take us away. Arnold Palmer, who is, everybody in this room knows who he is, one of the greatest golfers of all times. He recalls it was the final hole of the 1961 Masters Tournament. Masters. And I had a one-stroke lead, and I had just hit a very satisfying tee shot, Arnold is relating. He said, I felt I was in pretty good shape. As I approached my ball, I saw an old friend standing at the edge of the gallery. And he motioned me over and he stuck out his hand. He said, congratulations. I shook his hand, but as soon as I did, I had lost focus. The next two shots, I hit the ball into a sand trap. And then I put the ball over the edge of the green, and I missed a putt and lost the Masters. You don't forget a mistake like that. You just learn from it and become determined that you'll never do it again. I haven't in the 30 years since. See, you want to know what a rabbit trail is? It's all about losing focus. It's all about losing where you're headed. That is one of my biggest problems. Because I want to do everything, and I want to fix everything, and I want to make everything right. How many of y'all in this room want to do the same exact thing every day? You want to fix everything. You want to be everything. You want to make everything right. Most of you sitting there smiling are too afraid to put your hands up, but I know all of you are like that. Because the phone rings and somebody has a problem, and you want to be that person that solves it. Or somebody up the road is having a hard way to go. Life ain't been too good for them, and you want to go up there and fix it. All of us have been on that trail. And the next thing you know, you've lost focus of what you're doing because you try to step in too deep. It's one of my greatest downfalls. I assure you that on a regular, daily basis, I find myself getting lost in a rabbit trail. I have to take these classes, as you all well know, to be a preacher, which makes me laugh all the time. I have to go learn how to preach. And I have to take 12 classes too. And let me tell you what, they're 3 hours long, 5 sessions at a time. If you don't think my mind doesn't start to go away somewhere, see the rabbit trail I just went off on? And the teachers are real good at it. We'll sit down to study, and the next thing you know, I don't know what we're talking about. And one of my great friends, Leo Barnes, who preaches over at, I think he's over at Bush Creek now, him and his wife. His wife loves to tell him, kiss. I said, Melissa, kiss? And she goes, oh yeah, I have to tell him kiss all the time. You know what kiss is, right? Keep it simple, stupid. Because if not, Leo will lose himself. He'll just go off somewhere. Of course, I'm dumb enough, I'll follow him. Because I love hearing him talk. But we lose our focus, and when we lose our focus, when we've gone down that rabbit trail, and we've lost our focus, and we don't know where we're at, the psalmist writer says what? It leads to temptation. And if you're far enough off kilter, guess what? You may not be paying attention when something happens. I'll give you an example. It's a snowy winter morning, and two cars collide out on the highway. I mean, they smashed themselves up forevermore bad. One car had crossed the line, maybe, I don't know, but whatever happened, they were smashed, totaled up. And two men crawled out of the car. One out of that one, one out of that one. Miraculously, they were unhurt. And they stood there looking at their two cars. And the one man says to the other one, I crossed the line, I'm sorry. He goes, yeah, but look how miraculous it is. We saved ourselves. And the other fellow says, you know what? This is joy. He looked in his car. He says, I got a bottle of wine in here. I've been saving for a special occasion. Let's drink that as a toast to our joy. Okay. So he pulls out the bottle. He uncorks it, pulls the top open on it, hands it to the first guy. The first guy upends the bottle and drinks about half of it, hands it back to him. And the man puts the lid on, starts putting it back in his car. Another fellow says, ain't you going to take a drink? He says, no, I think I'll just sit here and wait for the police. Think about it. See where that rabbit trail took him? Oh, I can see that officer when he shows up. Yeah, but I didn't have the drink till I don't know what he's talking about. We fall so easily into temptation when we take our focus away. Way away. And the world is quick to just do that. Let me demonstrate a little something here. We're going to try a little experiment on something I read. All right, and here we go. I read that the average human being in America today has the attention span of 6 minutes. Six. Kind of broke my heart when I read that, because I usually preach for half an hour, which by my recollecting means that for a fair amount of my preaching, you all are asleep. So I think next time I'm going to hand out a test. But the psalmist writer goes on when he talks about leaving focus. Go down to verse 4. Not so are the wicked. They are like chaff that will be blown when the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the assembly of the righteous. I love that psalm because the 6th verse says it all. Will perish. It doesn't say maybe. It doesn't say likely to. It doesn't say might. It makes it very clear to me. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. In Proverbs, we read in the 3rd Proverb, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Verse 6. In the 4th chapter of Proverbs, listen, my son, accept what I will say. And the years of your life will be many. If I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths, when you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Verse 14, do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go your own way. Don't follow that trail. Don't allow the temptations of this world, the wickedness, to pull your focus away and take you to a place you don't want to be. Pay attention. That was one of my grandfather's favorite sayings to me. And he said it a lot. Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Which means I never did. Because he was always saying it, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. And I used to think the man was an idiot. Because it's all he said to me. Now I'm a father now. Got 2 boys. You know what my favorite 2 words are? Pay attention. Because we'll lose focus. We'll get caught off guard. We'll slip away on that rabbit trail. And we'll end up in a place that we don't want to be. I lost focus a while back. And although it took me to a place I didn't want to be for a while, when I decided to come back on the trail, it led me back. Paul, writing to the Philippians, had these words to say in the 4th chapter, and I'm pretty sure we sing a song that starts this way. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, what? Again, I say what?
Rejoice.
Make them sing that song next Sunday, somebody, so we don't forget. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer, with petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, underline, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, finally, listen, pay attention, then work. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you always. Do you know what he's saying? Don't follow the rabbit trails. Don't lose your focus. Don't forget what lies at the end of our journey. And that is the glorious salvation in heaven. I get lost in them. I don't know how it happens. I've often told you guys, don't think that I'm somebody that's very smart, because I've got a heartbreaking news flash for you. I can't keep my own self straight. We have to pay attention. By paying attention, we don't get lost in those trails. We maintain focus and we see the details before us. Russian composer, pianist, and conductor Sergei Rachmaninoff was once honored at a dinner hosted by fellow pianist Arthur Rubinstein. And I've heard works from both of them. If you've been around, you have too. Two powerful, powerful composers. During the course of the evening, Rachmaninoff said he thought the Grieg Piano Concerto was the greatest ever written. And when Rubinstein said he had just recorded it, Rachmaninoff insisted on hearing it then and there. There's your 6 minutes. Time's up. How many people can remember what I just said? Oh, boy. I guess I ought to preach for about another hour then, get my 6 minutes back. But during the course of it, Rachmaninoff insisted on hearing it then and there. And during coffee, Rubinstein put the record on, the proofs, the record that would go to press. They call them proofs back then in vinyl. Closing his eyes, Rachmaninoff settled down to listen. And he listened right through without saying a word. And at the end of the concerto, Rachmaninoff, listening to Grieg's Piano Concerto, to Rubinstein, who was a great pianist in and of his own self, opened his eyes at the end of the record and said, "The piano is out of tune." So caught up in everything else, he lost the focus on one detail. Make sure the piano was in tune. He had to go back and scrap and start all over again. Brothers and sisters, it's a simple thing. It's not hard to follow. There's no great secret to it. The proverb said it. Acknowledge the Lord, he'll make your path straight. Pay attention. Don't stand in the way of the wicked. Don't let the world tell you which way to go. Pay attention. Don't get lost going into the woods on a rabbit trail that you know you're never going to come back out of in the same place. Pay attention. Don't forget that the minute we look away, that rabbit just went in there. I'm going to catch you today. We are doomed to be lost. We are doomed to be lost. I beg you, I remind you, don't follow the rabbit trails. Stay on the straight one. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, sometimes the simplest message is the best. The psalmist writer says that don't stand in the way of the wicked. Don't follow that which has been laid out that you're not supposed to be on. Your delight is in watching over us as we work to be your creation. And so, Father, I pray that you give us the strength to go through what we need to, that we are able to follow along, that we will not lose sight of the end of where we're going and not be too distracted, although I know we won't be able to help it all the time, too distracted about the things around us put us at one point and allow us to focus through it. And that point is simple. To talk of, to speak of, to be of Christ. To show Him, to talk of Him, to live for Him. In everything we do, in everything we try, in every step we take. And we will be kept along that path of righteousness. These things I ask in Jesus' precious name and pray those blessings for. Amen. If you have that particular need, if something is upon your heart, if you need that strengthening, prayer bench is open. I'm here if you need me. If you just want to leave it here, come on up.